Baseball has lost another legend. Hall of Famer Henry Hank Aaron has died at the age of 86. Aaron is best remembered for breaking Babe Ruth's career run home run record in 1974. Aaron's Atlanta Braves were playing the Los Angeles Dodgers when he hit home run number 715.
Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins us now to talk more about Hank Aaron. And Tom, what a legend. What place will he hold in baseball history?
Yeah. Hi, Tanya. An enormous place. One of the greatest and most consistent hitters ever in the history of the game. He wasn't a huge guy, by the way. A lot of his power came from his wrists, which he once said he developed when he was younger, helping his family out, earning money by delivering ice around Mobile, Alabama, where he grew up. You can see the consistency in the numbers. He reached the 300 mark in batting and higher in 14 seasons. He had at least 30 home runs 15 times. He had at least 90 runs batted in 16 seasons. He was a good fielder, too, 3 Gold Glove Awards. And he was chosen for the All-Star Game 25 times. Now, he played 23 years, but some years they had 2 All-Star Games in one season. So statistically, he was, just amazing, really.
25 times. Yeah, amazing. You mentioned his childhood and delivering ice. His family was so poor when he was a kid that he didn't have baseball equipment. He would tell this story of how he honed his skills by hitting bottle caps with a stick. As we know, he started his career in the Negro Leagues. And when he was chasing Babe Ruth's home run record, he experienced death threats and, of course, racism. I mean, it's actually extraordinary, all of his accomplishments in spite of it all.
It was pretty ghastly what he endured. He received thousands of letters filled with vile hate and racism when it became clear he was going to challenge Babe Ruth's record. And he once said about it, "They think they'll upset me with their words or their shouts, that they'll get me where I can't do the job. This won't happen. I don't like it, but I always do my best. This only makes me more determined." He also said he wished he could have enjoyed it as much as others who broke records. It was interesting, Tanya. Sports Illustrated reported that on the night that he did it, when he broke the record in Atlanta in April 1974, his bodyguard was disguised as a fan, ready with a gun hidden in a binoculars case. Oh. And there were police snipers on the stadium roof. And according to Sports Illustrated, fortunately, they showed life-saving judgment when 2 teenagers jumped out of the stands to join Aaron during his run around the bases. We all remember that iconic moment.
What a story. As I said at the top, baseball has lost another great legend. There's so many who we have lost in this last year or so. Hank Aaron
absolutely
tops the list. Yeah.
Absolutely.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hank Aaron, dead at the age of 86.